Pasuk in this week's parasha. Echo esel levadi torchachem umasavchem verivchem. How can I carry you with all the tirchas? Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of Parashas Dvarim, is beginning his final speech to Klal Yisrael, the final drasha, the final musar. He uses the lashon of Eicha. Chazal took note of the lashon of Eicha, and Chazal said the following. There are three people who spoke of the lashon of Eicha. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the beginning of Eicha, the Medrash Rabbah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Ro Isam Bishal Vosam. Amar Eicha Esa Levadi. How can I carry you alone? Yeshaya Amar Eicha Hoysa Lezoyna. Klai Yisrael was starting to go off. Eicha, how Klai Yisrael look like a Zoyna? Yirmiya Amar Eicha Yoshva Bodot. By the time Yirmiyah came around already, they were bothered, they were alone. They were detached already. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu saw them b'shalvosam, when they were calm. Echad ro b'pachzuzah, Yishaya saw them when they were rebelling already, pachas kamayim. And Yirmiyah saw b'nivla, when they were already unraveled. So Avada Chazal Darshini, that three Nevi'im, Moshe, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyah spoke about the Lashon of Eicha, how could it be? And Chazal connected it, is Avada there's some sort of connection between the three of them. So the Sfasimah says, Amor de Gazach. I really want to Iker alone with you, a shtickle of Sfas Emes. Okay, that's really what I care for. In this week's Haftarah, Shabbos Chazayin, the Navi starts off with a taina. Chazayin Yishaya ben Amos. Bonim gadalti v'ramamti v'heim panshu bi. Bonim, I have children, Klal Yisrael. Gidalti v'ramamti, I lifted them up. They were pasheya, they left me. Listen to the taina that the Navi Yishaya says. Yada shor keneyu, every shor knows its owner. The chamor evus balov, and every donkey knows its stable and knows where it gets food from. Yisrael loy ami, the Yisrael didn't know, ami loy isbayna, they weren't isbayna. Amadna taina. What was the taina of the Navi Yishaya? The Navi Yishaya came with a taina and said, Yada shor keneyu v'chamor evus balo. Fekta Sfasemes, I'm going to read you the Sfasemes inside a few minutes. But Fekta Chakash, which everybody asks, what type of taina is that? Yada shor keneyu v'chamor, what type of taina is that? The Navi is saying, Yada shor keneyu v'chamor evus balo. A shor knows Koineyu, because it's a natural GPS. In other words, that a shor knows its owner and the chamor knows how to get home, right? You see, if you go to a farm, you see the cows, comes milking time, they ring their bells in the gate. What is it? It's some sort of internal GPS, DNA, reflex, instinct. Chamor knows it's supper time, he knows where to get it. The shor, yeah, you see a dog, with its master, he trots along the puppy. Yada shor keneyu, the shor. What type of taina is that? That's a taina of Klal Yisrael. It's a natural thing, right? Natural thing. The shor has brains. The chamor has intelligence. That's an internal thing that the shor and the chamor, yada shor keneyu, they know it inside. That's in their DNA. Does it tfiya on us to be like a shor and a chamor? We have bechira. We get distracted. We barely notice that there's an Eibishta. What type of mushal is that? By the way, and the Navi Yeshaya came with a taina to Klal Yisrael. To be like a shor, to be like a chamor. It's a chapela otzimamish. We're so vite from the mushal, we have the shachas of the mushal, Bachal. It means we don't look at the shor who knows his owner and the chamor who knows Eifus Balav, the place that he eats. We don't look at it as some sort of like dargo or intelligence, especially if it's a Pasha Nisach, the same way you put, he knows where to go, the same way the birds fly from Northern Europe over the Middle East on the way to Africa, they navigate themselves. I'll give you a mashal, okay? The birds are able to navigate themselves 12,000 kilometers from the north of Europe when they migrate, all the way over the Middle East, all the way till they get to Africa, and then they make their way back, by the way. You're talking about 500 million birds. They counted them, by the way. That's what I had to count them there. 500 million birds, and very few, by the way, get lost on the way. A few land in Yerushalayim. They saw this Tutzach Meisim here, so they suck around. But other than that, out of the 500 million birds that were there, we without ways, we can't walk down the block. You're trying to tell the guy, go to what he calls. Hey, guy, you guys, my telephone's not working. How you gonna go? So in the old days, we used to take out maps and look and figure out and write down lists. I'm talking about, you don't even, there's such a thing called maps. Yeah, not Google Maps, maps. Right, and today, you can't even get one to place another, right? They tell you, take 12 steps, go right, another 2 steps, go left. We can't go anywhere, and these birds, Zangazunterstark, they're able to navigate themselves without Waze and Google, without AI. They navigate themselves 12,000 miles, and they get there. Can you imagine? From Norway to Congo, what they're doing in Congo, Vesemust, Albert, and they go back. 500 million birds. So does a guy say on himself, where's the GPS, go try to get yourself down the block? People come to my house, I got 14 calls till the guy finds the door. I'm at number 4, number 2, number 1. No, I can't. Complete, I never had this for the last 5 years. People make appointments, and then I spend half my day on the phone telling them, no, I'm 2 doors down. You're number 4, yeah, I'm number 3. What happened? It's a complete shutdown. So I'm going to go insult them and tell them you're less than a bird who's able to get from Norway to Congo. What type of time is this out? So the difference is nobody said the birds can get from what do you call it? We can't get down the block. What's the big fight with the Irgun and the Deeris here, right? The Olam can't have without move it. You heard such a thing, Levi? What? Never heard of it? You don't have it on your smartphone? Levi's kosher. That's why he's tagged. That's the only reason. Also, you came to Seder. That helps. That's why you came to Seder. People say they can't. They have to have what he called. That's in. Doiri Doiris took buses. And they got the bus. They got from place A to place B. Can't. Paralyzed. Yeah? Yeah, Shaggy? Complete paralysis. Must be the doors we talk. What? Everyone has Down syndrome. That's the answer. Yeah, I can't catch what I caught when I took buses way back when, 50 years ago. You caught a bus and you got on the bus. You're like, I can't go anywhere. Yeah, stop. You're less than a bird. Birds don't have movement. They're able to go from place A to place B. They come, they stop for lunch, they go weiter, they move on. Some of them get electrocuted, they hit electric wires. But the gate. Pathetic, should be pathetic. So what's the time? It comes on Yeshaya and Novi and says, Yoda Shokoneu Vishavis. But what type of gosh is that? Oh, it may have basically, but the Novi answered the question before he even said it. Bonim Gidalti Veramamti. The Novi says, Beruach Kotchei, Bonim, you're Bonim to the Ebishta. Gidalti, Veramamti, I lifted you up. I gave you godless, I gave you Romulus. You hear what the Novi Yishaya Taini? The Novi Yishaya Taini that the Eibishta gave a Yid v'romam tonu v'atam yirim amlechas kehanim v'goy kodosh, that you have the ability in a world of Olam Hazeh, in a world full of distractions, v'romamti, you have the ability to be grois, at kedekach, that you could have had the level of dveikus in the Eibishta,
Like the Shoah and the Hamas. Yeah, Taina.
That's what the Pasuk says. Bonim Gidalti Ramanti Yoda Shoah Kenecham as well. The Gedula, the Halakai of a Yiddish and a Shama, so powerful, so awesome. Ramanti Bonim. You're Bonim, right? We would feel, we would live that we were born in Takash. Well, we know who he is. Everybody knows who the father is. Everybody knows who the mother is. And you don't ask a kasha and say, what do you mean? You're a bird, you're a this, you're a that. Bonim! He says, Gidalti, Viramamti, because you're Bonim. Yeah, my son lost everything. So then the Yeshaya came along with the Taina and said, you're the Sharkane, Vachamar as well. Yeah, you're supposed to have it. You have it. Not you're supposed to have it. You had it inside. Narvost. So what happened? Yisrael Layadi Ami Lo Yisboinan. Continues the Navi and says the answer. But you weren't Mizboinan, you didn't think. You allowed yourself to get distracted by Olam Hazeh, by Kinder Taiv and Covid, and by Sinas Chinam, and you stopped being Mizboinan. The minute you stop thinking, you stop thinking, you stop being Mizboinan, you're done. And then you're less than the Shor and the Chamor. You should have been the Shor and the Chamor. I want to read the. Fasemis doesn't say it as dramatic as I said it. But he says, I'll read it to you inside. Viksev Bonim Gidalti Veramamti. This is Fasemis in Parshas Dvorim Tof Reish Samach Dalet. 111 years ago. No, 121 years ago. And it's still relevant. Ha'inyanu, I'm reading everywhere inside. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heirim Moisanu Mikol HaTeva V'Remamti, what's Remamti mean? He lifted us up above what? Above the Teva, we're not Meshubah to the Teva. What's that we're not Meshubah to Teva? It means that a Yid has the ability to live an uplifting life. He's not Meshubah to his Kinder Teva covered. V'Remamti, I made you grace, I lifted you up. What we spoke about last night in the question and answers about being grace. Uplifted. For those of you who weren't there last night, by the question and answers, we spoke about, is it reasonable that Gedolim should argue with their wives about schnitzel? Is that a good summary? But for the guys who weren't there last night, we spoke about, if you go into somebody's kitchen who's a gadol and you hear him telling his wife off that she made schnitzel instead of chicken, so he's always gadol by you, right? Why? Because we're mamti, it's pastish. Ramamti means that the Eibishter raised us up above Teva. Liyos Nimshach, everywhere that's Hasemes. Achar Hanhoge El Yoyna L'maylu Min Hasago. The Lekacho Yadovar Godol Mo'ay Liyos Nimshach Achar Zeh Aderech. You hear my son? Rabbi Hashem lifted you up. A Yid is able to rise himself up. Ramamti. That's what it means, he says. Yod Ashor Kaneyu. Nimshach achar hamanik shalo. Ukemoy kein mitzad shakadosh baruch hu bachar banu. Listen, everywhere the Helgas Vazemes. And we bow to Eibush that chose us. Kevayachal hu atzmoy manigo yisonu. He leads us. Mitzad ze yecholim limoshech acharov kebehem acharoy. Yeah, my son? The Gedalti v'Ramamti gives us an ability and a darga and a kirvashaft and a dveikus. That we could be drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a sheep follows the shepherd. Ube'emes, Petit Zehelikas Fasemes, and says, Dor Rishon Kachayo. The first door that went out of Mitzrayim was like that. K'moshe Kosov, like we say in Shir HaShirim, Moshcheini Acharecha, draw us in, pull us along, Vinarutza, we'll run after you. So the Helgas Vasemes Moshcheni, what are you drawn for? Moshcheni, draw us from the Teva. Ki behema nimshachnu acharecha. Zogin Chazal, Moshcheni means, just take us along with you. Narutza, we'll run. That's what it means. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. We went. Who goes into midbar? Because Eibishter went, we went with him. Like Kitzoyin acharoyeh. The problem is that Yisrael Le'ada Ami Lo Yisbanon. We stopped thinking. We became idiots. And when you become idiots, and you're not Mizbanon, and you don't think, So you end up less than a shor. You lose the remamti, you lose the godless. And he continues. The koyrim parashazu ben mitzarim. Lizkor, l'shtoikik achamaisa avoyseinu harishenu shenimshichu achakosh bochum. The others were nimshach after Hashem. Moshe Kosov. So we understand why there are three echos. Moshe Rabbeinu said echo, Shai said echo, and Yirmiyah said echo. So because the shoyrish of all the ra started when they left Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the dargo of Shalei Kederach HaTeva. Moshe Rabbeinu was above Teva. Moshe Rabbeinu was the dargo of Moshcheni Yacharecha Vinarutza. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Echa Esa Levati. Klai Yisrael didn't appreciate the Hanhoga of Moshe Rabbeinu. The minute that Klai Yisrael doesn't appreciate the dargo that they have, Chazal Megala, that's the root of all the other Echas. The root of all the other Echas is that Klai Yisrael didn't appreciate. Zoktes Vasemes, Vikoyrin Parashazu Ben Mitzorim, Lizkor Vodeshtaikik Achamaisa Avoseinu Rishayna. What did they say over here on the street? Make Klai Yisrael great again. What is the make Klai Yisrael great again? What does that mean? Zoktes Vasemes Amorim Tekezach, the Elam here is the ring of what he's saying. He's saying that we read this Chazoyin Yishayah, we read Dvorim, not as a depressive Zach, we need to remind us what we once were. And to know that a person in his private life, he can be Nimshach above the Teva, Romanti. Bonum Gidalti Romanti. And if you're Yodan, if you're Nisboinin, we have, it's a Mavoteka Pasuk in Yeshaya, we have built into us a GPS that follows the Ebershtim. That's the Roimimus that we have. That we're not burdened down, that we're not tied down, that we're not limited by that. Atom dealing, Mamlachas Kehan of a great color, we can fly. You have to move the Yadis, why not? When Klai Yisrael got sidetracked and they said, we're tired of Moshe Rabbeinu, let's be normal, we lost that darga, we're less than the Shor, we're less than the Chamor. And there's a tfi on us, because you should have been, you could have been, you were. Moshcheni Acharecha v'Narutza. And the whole Churban comes from the fact that we left our darga, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Bir Chasdo Yagobo, and with his rachamim, doesn't allow us to lose our darga. He says, too bad, I'm not letting go. Too bad, you're my guys. It doesn't work that way. I'm not going to let you lose your darga. Rav Volbi brings down a pasuk. In Amos. Yeah, we were machadish a few weeks ago that there's a Navi called Amos, if you remember. There's another Pasuk in Amos. Pasuk says, Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adama. Yadati comes from the Lashon HaChibur. Only you are the one that I love. Rashi in Parshas Vayera says, Ki yadativ l'manashi yitzav is one of Achrov. Only you I love. Al Kain Efkred Alechem is called Avenezecha, they're going to punish you for all your Avenez. Zakti Ibn Ezra, what does it mean? Derech HaMalochim Lichois Alavdeim Ho'emdim Lifneim Sheyedu Min Hogam Yosem Min Akafir. A melech gets much angry at somebody who's a minister who lives in the palace more than some kafri, some country guy who doesn't know how to behave. Abish has no expectations from the goyim, not from the Swedes, not from the Norwegians, not from the English, not from the French. Doesn't have any expectations for them. They're garnished. Hakafri, they don't know how to behave, they don't know who they are, they have no musagam of godless. Zokta Novi Omois Rak Eschem Yodati Mikomish. You're the only ones I care about. Yodati. I know you, I love you, I gave you Das. Al Kain Efkred Eschem, I'll call it if I have high expectations of you. So Tisha B'Av, on one hand, is a horrendous, devastating day for which we, thousands of years, like I spoke last night, our blood is being spilled like water. But It comes from Rakeshem Yadati Nechama, because Banim Gadalti Veramati. That's the Musar and that's the Nechama. That's the Musar and that's the Nechama. I saw Mary the Gazach in the Nesiv Shalom. If I'm not mistaken, it's going on this pasuk here. Bamidbar Shere Isa Shenesacha Hashem Elikecha Kashi Isa Ishes Benoi Kol Aderech Asher Halachtem Ad Boyachem Ad Mokrem Hazeh. It brings down from the Sfarim that the Eibishter carries a Yid Asher Yisa Ishes Benoi Kol Aderech Asher Halachtem. There are many times that a person goes through a midbar, there's many times a person goes through difficult situations. And the Eibishter that carries him through, why? Because Yish is as Benoi. Sometimes we're in the midst, but the Eibishter that carries us through, has carried us through. Look where we are today, look where we were, look where we could have been. But that creates a tremendous fear on us. It's a shocking fear. Banu Gedalti V'Ramamti. It's the minute that Klai Yisrael left the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that was the cause of the Chorban, so that means the Avoida is what the Sfasembe says over here of the Hishtoikikus. Achamaisa Avesenu Harishenu Shenim Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go back to that Hishtoikikus, that means if that was the cause of the Hizdardarus of where Klai Yisrael lost their Darga, so that means Tisha B'Av is a day that's Misugal to get back that bread, to get back that fire of Moshcheni Acharecha V'Nazutza of Bonim Gidalti V'Ramamti. And Mistama, what we spoke about last night, that's also the oimik of the Peshad, why Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed. It's called a day of meeting, it's called a day of Kirva. Because the depths from where we have fallen, the depths to which we have fallen, is a raya that the Eibishter says, Kuzbanim Gidalti V'Ramamti, I'm not Mevater on that. The depths of which we've fallen is a reflection of how high we were, because nobody's fallen as low as we have. But nobody was so high either. Shabbos.